Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Jessica Leska. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going well, and it seems like you have been going, training for something huge.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm training to run the winter road, March 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Oh my goodness. So it's going to take you 4 days to run, you said, the winter road?
Yeah, I'm a stage racer. So what that means is I only run part of the day, and then I set up camp, sleep, and then start again. Now, in terms of it being 4 days, we're not quite sure yet. We're aiming for four. Four is a safe bet. It might take less. It probably won't take more, but that will be depending on the weather for sure.
Okay, so how far? It takes 4 hours, does it not, to drive from here to Fort Chip? Like, how many kilometers is it?
It's 205 kilometers.
And have you ever done long distance that far? Far distance before, or is this kind of a new thing?
Yeah, I've done 350 kilometers before in New Zealand, but it was in the summer, so definitely a different set of risks involved.
For sure. Okay, so then I guess I'd have to ask you, why are you doing this run in the winter?
It's a challenge, I think. You know, every race that I've done has been just a little bit more of a challenge, and that's the part that drives me is getting past the fear and the uncertainty and preparing for the unknown and that sort of thing. And I had been wanting to do the Iditarod, which is a similar race in Alaska. But with COVID and everything, it just wasn't feasible anymore. And I just thought to myself, well, why can't I just run in my backyard? You know, it's really an untapped resource, nature. Like, I don't think people appreciate our back doors enough. You know what I mean? Like, where else can you live where you can just walk outside your back door and be in nature, right?
For sure.
So that's when it occurred to me, hey, I can just run the winter road, you know, and still get the same challenge, because that's what I'm looking for, right?
For sure. So I did want to ask, I guess, not just why winter, but why at all?
That is a very good question. I often wonder that myself at the end of a long day. I think it's the challenge, you know, not only the challenge, but it's like, it's my anti-anxiety. It's my antidepressant. You know, you can't run for 4 hours and not feel uplifted in some way. Especially being out in nature, breathing in the smells of the forest, and just being at peace. And it's like a meditation of sorts. And it's so, so, so good for mental health. And like that combined with the challenge of being like, oh my God, can I do this? And then completing it is just, it's a huge payoff for me.
Wow. So I guess the question is then, what inspired you to start running? How long have you been doing it?
Well, so I started the winter of 2015. I had recently moved back, and you know the winters here can be long and dark. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I needed something, you know, to get me through. So I saw some guy running in my condo, and he had this like epic ice beard, and I was like, oh my God, that is so cool. Like, here I am, like, I don't even want to get outside to like scrape off my car, and this guy comes in, he's been out so long that he's got an ice beard, and I was just inspired, and I took up running, and mostly road running then. And then in 2016, as we all know, the fire hit, and that's when I really kind of like got into the ultra scene. Obviously a lot of anxiety around that, and I was evacuated in Edmonton. There's a huge ultra community there, and they just welcomed me with open arms, and it was like quick escalation. I went from running like my first 5K to running a half marathon and a 50K in like the same year.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the January after that, I started my first stage race. So yeah, I was hooked for sure, and I love it. I love the challenge. I love dreaming up new adventures.
And what is, did you say ultra racing or ultra community?
The ultra community. So oh. Like ultra running is anything above a marathon.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's amazing. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm going to learn some more terms maybe as well as this interview goes on. My guest this morning is Jessica Leska. She is running the winter road all the way to Fort Chip in March, and we will check back in with her as the journey goes on. You can watch her progress and how she prepares by heading to her Facebook or Instagram page at She Runs North. I'm Steph Seidel. We'll be right back with more of Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Jessica Leska. She is the runner behind She Runs North. She's running north from Fort McMurray all the way to Fort Chip in March. And you can check out our Facebook page and our Instagram page to find out some more information. But Jessica, you were saying that you're running all the way there, and so it's going to take you 4 days. So are you bringing like astronaut food, or like how are you planning on
astronaut food? I'm bringing dehydrated food. I've been training, like a lot of people have seen me in the summertime running with a tire, and they're probably like, what the heck is this chick doing? That's my way of training to pull a sled. So I pull a sled with all my gear on it. Oh. So my food, my tent, my sleeping bag, my water, all that sort of stuff. And obviously I have to melt water every morning. So that's, but yeah, that's the plan, is to carry all my hydrated meals and snacks and self-support. I will have photographers there who, like in a pinch if something happens, but the goal is to be completely self-supported.
Wow. Okay. So, and then I know you said that you're not really sure how long it's going to take, but how many hours a day do you expect to be running, or how many kilometers do you expect to go?
Well, I expect it to do 50 a day. We were toying with the idea of perhaps having a longer day, and that's why a couple of weekends ago I tried a 70K loop just to see what it felt like, and it felt pretty good. So, like, it will be definitely weather dependent, but daylight hours, I would say I would like to run in the daylight and wrap up and enjoy the stars in the world's largest dark sky preserve.
Wow. Okay. And so then, are you bringing like wood in this sled, or how are you going to stay warm? Are you just going to kind of forage things?
I'll likely forage if I have the energy. If I don't, I'll just wrap up in my sleeping bag.
Okay. So you're bringing a stove then, or how are you going to cook your dehydrated non-astronaut food?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have a stove and fuel. I should have mentioned that as well.
Oh, no, that's okay.
And it's like cold. It's cold weather rated, so it'll work in like minus 40 and below. so I'm good.
Okay, good to know, good to know. And then what are you hoping to accomplish with the run?
Well, my goal is to show people how beautiful it is here. Like, I went and did my winter survival training in Alaska, and it was so much like our skidoo trails here. Like, I hadn't fully appreciated it. So that would be my goal, is to, through this, through showing my training, through making a video afterwards of the adventure, people will be able to see how actually beautiful it is here. And that you don't have to be some crazy professional adventurer to enjoy it. Like, I'm nobody special. I don't have any crazy skills. I don't have a lot of history with running either. So, like, anybody can get out there and do it and enjoy it and not let winter take them prisoner, you know?
Mm-hmm. So do you think that if you kind of, you know, you film it and you share your story, do you think that this could be something you made into a yearly thing with maybe some more runners, or are you looking to try a different route next time?
No, I've considered that. There's a few routes around town that I would definitely be interested in considering for a yearly event. I would not say that the Chip Road would be one of them unless the community had a buy-in, because I wouldn't want to impose on them in that way. It's not really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Have you been kind of like in contact with them about this upcoming run?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I got all the nation's approval, and they've been supportive. Like, they've been, hey, let us know if you need anything, and thinking it's really cool. And I really appreciate that. But there's a limit, I think, and if it were a yearly thing, I'm not sure. I would probably have to ask. But there's like a historic telegraph trail in town that actually goes up to Grand Rapids, and that one is one that I've got my sights set on.
Cool. And do you think you'll do that one in the winter as well, or that'll maybe be a fall thing? Or
they're definitely winter routes for sure. Like, trying to pass in the summer would be bogs upon bogs. Sinking into the muskeg for sure.
That's not exactly fun. So if you're thinking about kind of this region and your favorite spot to go, or your favorite place to show somebody when they do come up here, where do you take them first?
I usually take people to the ridge. It's like a beginner, easy to access location. And there's lots of trails like that you could find in, there's a group called Wood Buffalo Trails. If you go there, pinned at the top of the group, there's a bunch of trails. There's two apps that show a bunch of trails, and the ridge is on them as well. But typically, yeah, I would take people to the ridge. I would take people to fisheries. There's so many places I would take them.
Cool.
But I guess we have to clarify first. Are these beginner runners, or are they ultra runners?
I guess they're beginners.
Yeah, so the ridge then for beginners. I actually host when COVID's not here, I host a beginner's trail run on Friday night.
Oh, cool.
Called Friday Night Lights. It's with the Fort McMurray runners. We also have quite a few different options as well, but yeah, part of the enjoyment of that for me is being able to show people places around town, and they're like, oh my God, I didn't know that this was here. Like, yeah. And sometimes it's like only 200 meters from their backyard.
Crazy.
So yeah, that's part of the draw for me as well.
Now, I know you had mentioned it at the beginning that you are a stage runner. Could you maybe define what a stage runner is?
Yeah, so like it's kind of like when a race is set in stages. So instead of your typical like 100 kilometer, 100 mile race where you start and then the clock keeps going until you cross the finish line, no matter what you do, you can choose to run the entire time or you can choose to sleep on the side of the trail, but the clock doesn't stop. Whereas the stage racing, you start, and then when you, everything is broken into stages. So typically in my involvement, it's been 6 days, and you start day one, and then there's a finish line on day one, and then you sleep, and then the next day you start again, and the clock stops every time you stop for your rest.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Yeah, there's so many new terms I feel like I'm learning here. The ultra run, the stage run.
Astronaut food.
Yeah, right? we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from She Runs North. It's Jessica Leska. She is running north all the way to Fort Chip coming up in March.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Jessica Leska with She Runs North. We've been chatting about this massive run that she is going to be doing all the way to Fort Chip from Fort McMurray in March as a stage runner and running that long distance, 205 kilometers from here to Fort Chip. How do you keep your mindset still pushing through? Because I imagine there's some sort of pain or like running out of breath. I can't imagine running in the winter, the burning lungs, all those things. How do you kind of stay on top of that and push through it?
Well, for one thing, like for clarification, it's never like, especially with me, and I can't speak for the fast people. I'm not fast, so I'm not killing myself every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not sprinting. I'm running at a slow enough pace that my heart rate is controlled and I'm comfortable, and I can keep going for hours. You know what I mean? So it's less taxing on the body than, say, a half marathon or a 5K. So there's that, and then there's also just, I don't know, like, I think it's the excitement of it all. It's very mental. So usually I'm super excited because I'm in a new location. There's new people. It's an exciting challenge. And that totally, you know, it changes things for sure. The concern I have with this one is that it's my first race it's my first adventure where I won't have people to talk to. I won't have that sort of stimulus that kind of distracts the brain.
Right.
So that will be interesting for sure.
And are you bringing some sort of music or podcast to kind of keep you company along the way, or are you just going to go with nature?
Well, so I've been downloading a ton of podcasts, but the other day when I went out, my speaker died very quickly because of the cold.
Oh, no.
So I might be singing myself a song.
Oh, jeepers. And then you were saying you're pulling a sled. How heavy is your sled? Do you know how much kind of weight is in there?
I actually don't know. I might have to take it to the vet or something and put it on that little weight scale. But I have been training with, like, anywhere between 60 and 100 pounds in my sled, like actual weight.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, like, if you put in the work ahead of time, then it's not going to suck so bad.
Right.
When you do, you know what I mean?
And do you have to bring...
And nothing sucks as bad as a tire.
Oh. So I guess it just goes up from there.
Yeah.
Do you have to bring an extra pair of shoes or something, or are you going to wear the same shoes every day, or?
I plan on wearing the same shoes, but I have an extra pair for if it gets very cold, because the type of socks you need to wear to keep from getting frostbite are very thick. So I have my extreme cold shoes, which are much bigger, and then I have my regular shoes.
And what would you say is your biggest, I don't want to say fear, like your biggest what-if scenario that you're nervous about?
When I first started, it was definitely wildlife and, I guess, everything. But now that I've been practicing, now that I've been doing the training and, you know, having those confidence building exercises, I feel like more confident. And now I'm mostly concerned about the unknowns with weather.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It's tough to control for weather. So if it's super cold, like it's going to take a lot longer than expected. But I mean, we've accounted for that. So just cross your fingers for us.
For sure. And have you done winter camping before this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I have done winter training in Alaska, and then I have done a few nights, maybe like a handful of nights out here down to like minus 30.
Oh, wow.
It's definitely not comfortable. It's much better when it's like a nice, like minus 15, minus 20. And then you can actually like enjoy it, I guess. But yeah, so if it's colder, it'll definitely be a little bit tougher. But I'm down for that. I can work through it.
I like it. Now, you said that you started running in 2015. If someone was listening right now and they're like, oh, man, I wish I could run like her, or how did she get started? Do you have any advice for somebody who's sitting on the couch right now thinking, you know what, maybe I'll take up running?
Yeah. Don't listen to anyone else. If you want to take up running, find a group, join Fort McMurray Runners, but don't listen to other people when they tell you, oh, don't do this because you'll injure, or don't wear those shoes because they're awful, or don't eat that food, you need the carb load. Everything is personal. And the way I started and my first year of running was so blue in the face of all dogma. And I constantly had people telling me, you're just going to injure, you're just going to injure. And I didn't, because I listened to my body and I treated myself like a science experiment. So as long as you do that, you do you and you enjoy it. And don't worry about pace. Don't worry about pace.
I love it. So tell me once more. It's on March
5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And we can find you on Facebook at She Runs North, right?
Yeah, and Instagram as well.
So you want to give Jessica Leska a follow, and you can see what's going on with her journey, and we'll definitely catch up with her afterwards and see how it goes as well. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that I applied for a women's adventure grant. Part of the goal, obviously, as mentioned, is to show the beauty of the community, and there's an outreach component to that. So just share as much as you can. Let's get the word out there so people can see how beautiful Wood Buffalo is.
That is awesome. Thanks so much for showcasing the region.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
My guest this morning, Jessica Leska with She Runs North. You can follow her on Facebook and Instagram and check out what she's up to. She is going to be doing the run at the beginning of March there. She's going to be winter camping, sleeping out and running and doing this huge thing, all to showcase what our region is all about. This has been Fort McMurray Matters. If you want to hear more, you missed some of it, you can head to our website, mix1037fm.com, and check out our daily podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Fort McMurray Matters, and every weekday at noon.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.